Welcome to Spiritual Changemakers, the podcast that guides you through tough times with practical tools and inspiring stories. I'm Andrea Thomas, your host and the Sacred Transitions Coach. Join us as we hear from spiritual changemakers who have connected with their higher power and overcame adversity. Whether you are navigating a difficult transition or seeking to deepen your spiritual practice, our podcast provides guidance to help you find magic in the change. Come on this journey of self-discovery, empowerment, and transformation with us and unlock your potential to become your best self.
Welcome, beautiful souls, to a new podcast episode on Spiritual Changemakers. Today I'm coming to you with a very hot topic, Island of Manifestation. Koh Phangan. This is the island I have been living now for over 2 months. And I'm not sure how long I'll be here for, but I know so many people have been asking me, like, how is it like to live in Koh Phangan? How is it like to live in Thailand? And for those that maybe it's the first time ever you're hearing about Koh Phangan, you can think a little bit about it as the Mecca of spirituality in Thailand. It's like the hot spot where if you are on your spiritual path, if you are a seeker in this area, if you're looking for healing, it's an amazing spot to come. But what I want to touch on with today is how this island can really give you everything you can imagine, from spirituality to party and beauty. And before we start diving deeper into that, I want to share with you, how did I even ended up here? So I started traveling back in November 2022, and when I started traveling was truly for my healing journey. So one of the intentions was, okay, I'm going to go and surrender. I'm going to allow myself to be guided where to go for my healing journey. And along my path, I have met a lot of people, from which one of them has shared with me that Koh Phangan is one of the spiritual and healing hot spots. And I was like, amazing, not sure when I'm going to make it here. But last year, I was in Chiang Mai, which is north of Thailand, and I did 2 Tantra retreats, like back to back with women only. And that was my initiation in Tantra. And it was mind blown. It was mind blown because it really helped me see how disconnected I was, first from my body, from my sexuality, from the connection with also my intimate parts. And while Tantra, if you ever going to go deeper into, you are actually going to learn that Tantra is not about sex. That's like a misconception that a lot of people have about Tantra, but it's truly about, yes, getting in touch with your sexuality, but getting so much more in touch with your body. And Tantra, it's a way of living, a way of meditation that you incorporate in your day-to-day life. And at those Tantra retreats, what I did, because it was women only, I actually did a lot of healing around sisterhood, a lot of healing around being fully naked in front of 40 women. And not just that, but on my second retreat, I remember I did a meditation. It was first a dance where you just allow the energy to just move through you. And then we went into a meditation in our knees where we would let the energy come through us. And guess what? I had a full body orgasm just from the meditation. It was like mind blown. I never had it ever since. But the fact that I experienced it, it really helped me understood that this energy, the sexual energy, it's not something that is just stored in our genitals. It's something that it goes through our whole body, and this is what Tantra teaches you, how to move the sexual energy that usually it's focused just around our genitals, to move it and go circulate throughout your whole body. And it's also an amazing tool to manifest. So I was there last year in April, and then I was about to leave and think, okay, where do I want to go and celebrate my partner? Because it was about to come his 1 year anniversary since he passed away. And I was like, I really want to do something meaningful where I can celebrate him the way he really enjoyed living life. And my roommate from the retreat, she said, oh my God, I'm gonna go from here to Koh Phangan to a music festival. And I was like, whoa, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna come with you and I'm gonna go to the music festival and celebrate him, because one of the things he loved was music and music festivals. We have been to a lot of musical festivals together. So that's how I made my first round here last year in Koh Phangan, and it was absolutely amazing. From the first time I manifested one of my best friends. I started my podcast last year here in Koh Phangan, this one that you're listening on today. And I was feeling in like such a flow and in like such a beautiful focus, not just flow. And after that, I left to Bali. I had a long history of many more travels from there. And how I made my way back to Koh Phangan, it was the fact that I was in Bali. And I was like, okay, I decided I'm ready to ground, I'm ready to be stable. And I'm just gonna stay in Bali for 6 months. I literally applied for a visa for 6 months. And I had to go out before I had that long visa. I had to go out of the country in order to be able to extend it. And I had this ticket to Thailand. And I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna go all the way to Thailand because it's so far. And I had a stop in Singapore, and I told myself, I'm just gonna stop in Singapore and then I'll go back to Bali. But then as I was doing my planning for Singapore, nothing really was working. It was like so hard and things were not flowing. And then every single time when I was thinking that, oh, I'm gonna go to Singapore and I'm gonna visit Singapore, it was just feeling like, ugh, yucky. And I wasn't feeling excited about it. And one of the things I have learned, getting more in touch with my body, with my femininity, it's to really pay attention of what excites you, what brings you joy. And then literally the afternoon before I traveled, the thought came to my mind, what if I go all the way to Thailand? And my whole body like lighted up, and I was like, yes. Yes, that feels super exciting. And I told the universe, okay, universe, if I'm meant to go to Thailand, then I'm gonna be able to cancel my non-refundable hotel that I had in Singapore, and then I'm gonna go. So I reached out to the hotel, I asked them if they can cancel it, and within 2 or 3 hours they got back to me and they're like, yes, we can cancel it for you. And I was like, ooh, okay. There we go, Thailand, I'm coming. And I left with a backpack from Bali. I left all of my stuff behind. And I even left my laptop, everything. And I just took stuff for 4 days because I said, I'm just gonna go for a visa run. And while I was on my way to Thailand, I was feeling so excited, and the thoughts were coming, oh my gosh, what if I'm not gonna go back? What if I'm gonna stay in Thailand longer? Because I had this experience last year when I came that I stayed 3 months in Thailand. But I was like, I'm gonna release, I'm gonna surrender, I'm gonna trust, and it's gonna happen exactly how it has to happen. And I ended up in Chiang Mai, and from there I went to Pai, where I did the amazing mushroom ceremony. If you haven't listened to the podcast episode about my mushroom ceremony, make sure you go and listen to it because it was such a wild, wild experience. It was the first time ever I did a psychedelic trip. And wow, it was out of this world. And then I had no idea after Pi where I'm going to go next. But what I knew is that I don't feel like going to Bali yet. And then this retreat showed up here in Koh Phangan with a mentor, with a guy that I have actually met last year on the island. And he was doing a retreat on how to facilitate retreats and workshop in person. And I was like, wow, this is the area I want to go on to. And I want to start doing retreats and in-person workshops. So this works perfectly. But not just that, the biggest reason why I chose to come here and to go to that retreat is because a month before, I had a dream with this mentor that I was at his retreat. And I'm not sure if we are like facilitating together or we were, or I was at his retreat, but I had the dream. And I just took that dream as a sign that I am meant to go there next. So this is how like my spirituality unfolded, and like Koh Phangan pretty much just called me back. It was like, it's time to come back. And I swear to you that the moment I arrived here, I felt so energized and so good. Like, I would say there is no other place in this world so far that activates me so much and that brings up the best out of me. So I went to that retreat and it was mind blown. It was exactly what I needed for my path. And from there, things just started unfolding and manifesting for me. So, so beautiful. I started doing in-person workshops. I started doing challenges and online programs about manifestation and abundance, because that's what was feeling so alive for me being here on this island, which is actually called part, like one name, it's the island of manifestation, because this island itself, it sits on the rose quartz crystal, which is the heart crystal. And I can tell you that the speed of the manifestations here, it goes like this. It's gonna go based on whatever you focus on and wherever your energy is at. And for me, because I have been focusing so much on creation, because this is part of what I'm doing this year, a lot of creation and stepping up and coming here and sharing with you all the goodness, the knowledge, the wisdom, the experience that I am having in my life, it felt so relevant for me to share that with the world. And I know I was talking here with a very good friend of mine, and we were talking how if you are here on the island, you have so many options on what to do, because you can literally go to workshops, to retreats, and do all kind of spiritual practices, like almost 12 hours a day. There are so many events going on. There is this amazing group that is called Phangan Today, where every single day they are sending you the updates with the most like relevant and juicy events of the day. So at 8 a.m., they are sending you, and it's a list like this long, and they're like yoga, kundalini, breath work, whatever, like whatever you can think of, it's happening here every single day. So you can go super deep into that if that's what you are on. And that's what I did mainly last year when I came here. I did a lot of workshops and a lot of partying. That was another thing I did last year a lot. This year, not so much, but that's another side of the island, that if you want to party, there is at least one party every single day. So you can go and party like crazy and go wild, because there are a lot of crazy things happening here. And you can find this blend, this like beauty of whatever it is that you want to tap into that you are going to find here. And it's a very fine line because one of the things that I hear a lot, for example, within the spiritual community, is that people have a very hard time to focus. They have a hard time to work because they are so much here into the crown. That's what is happening when you are super deep into your spirituality and they are not grounded to also take the action. So what happens a lot is they go to all these workshops and retreats. And when you do that, one thing that happens is that you also have a lot of processes because you do a lot of deep inner work. You go and pretty much you open yourself up and you look at all of your shit. That's what's happening. And it can also happen that you do spiritual bypassing because when you do the processes and when you open yourself up, that there is so much, you know, so much to process. We all have a lot of traumas, a lot of things to heal, a lot of things to look at. If you open yourself up and you don't also take a step back and be with yourself, be with your emotions, be with what's happening, and you just go from one event to another, it's pretty much spiritual bypassing because you are not really integrating the work you have been doing, and you are just jumping from one to another. So this is one side of the spirituality. So I highly recommend you, if this sounds like, wow, I want to visit now Koh Phangan and I want to go and do all these workshops and retreats and get to know the spiritual community here. My advice to you is come and do it and maybe set a time, you know, like I'm gonna come and I'm gonna stay a few weeks or a month or whatever long you wanna stay. But then make sure you also allow yourself and you give yourself the time and space to integrate. For me, this time after I arrived, I've done the retreat on how to facilitate retreats. And after that, I haven't really went to any events because I feel like I'm more in a stage of creating than consuming, considering the fact that these past 7 years, I have consumed so much and I have worked with tens, hundreds of healers and coaches and so on. It gets to a point where you feel full. You feel like, okay, I cannot take another session. I cannot take another workshop. It's like when it's enough, it's enough. And that's how I felt until my best friend came here. My best friend, one of my best friends, visited me from United States a week and or so ago. And she was in this like healing and discovery and spirituality path. And she's like, okay, I don't care about visiting the island at all. What I want us to do is like go to all kind of workshops. And because I'm such a freaking amazing friend, I said, okay, I'm in, I'm gonna join you, I'm gonna come with you. So she literally stayed here 6 days only. And in those 6 days, we did spirituality on steroids. We did an art therapy, which was very interesting. We went to a place where we had to create our life, our vision into a sandboard. And she gave us a lot of different toys and objects to create our sandboard. And it was so amazing to see because you don't have a whole lot of time to think. So you create it from your subconscious mind. And it was so interesting to see what was lined up for me there and what came through for me in that vision, in that sandboard. It was money. It was me being the queen, having a baby. And then here at the end, it was a man that was like protecting my vision, protecting the world that I am in. And I had a sway, I had a house, and a lot of different other things that showed me a lot about what I want, what I desire, and what I want to manifest. And of course, in there, it was you guys as well. It was inspiration, creation, community. It's what I'm here to do, like to create an impact in the world through sharing my life, my experience, my knowledge, my wisdom. And by doing that, to inspire you to see what's possible for you as well. Because my desire for you is truly to see that you are able to create abundance in all areas of your life. And the way you do that, it doesn't have to come from push, from struggle, from hard work. Because I've done that. I've worked so hard throughout my life. Especially after I moved to the United States, I worked two jobs for 4 years. And I just tried to constantly push being in my masculine. And what I have learned is that as a woman, if you try to operate as the men do in this world, then we're gonna suffer a lot. So our role, it's truly to tap more into our feminine, to create from this feminine energy, from inspiration, from excitement, from joy, from pleasure. And that's what happens when you tap into your feminine. And of course, there is a balance to find between the feminine and the masculine, because the masculine is the one that gives you the structure, gives you the container in order for you to flow, to play, to be in your sensuality, in your full expression. We need the masculine container. So here on the island, when you come, and if you are on this spiritual path, it's very important to have these two sides integrated within you, the masculine and the feminine. Because if not, you're just going to go within the spirituality and do all those practices, which is very feminine. But then when it's about applying what you are learning, when it's about being focused and take action on your vision, on your purpose, on your career, wherever it is that you are in your life, then you have a hard time because you don't have your masculine integrated. And for me, I would say I got to a point right now in my life where I feel that I have them blended quite beautifully. And what that means, it doesn't mean that, oh my God, I have the perfect life and I balance them all the time. No, I wish that would be the case, but we have to remember that life is a constant progress. What I mean that I have them integrated is that I can tap into both, and then I realize I'm more aware when I'm too much in my masculine or when I'm too much into my feminine. Because when I'm too much into my feminine, I just go with the flow and I just surrender and I make no plans. And I will be like, I will see how I feel to do something, you know? And that doesn't always work. But when I'm in both and I have my masculine coming up, which the masculine for us, for women, it's also the one that gives us safety, that gives us security, that we feel taken care of. And this is where you learn that you are the one that can take care of yourself when you have also your masculine integrated, and that you do not need a man to provide for you. You do not need a man to take care of you. You don't need a man to feel safe and secure, but you got your back. And yesterday I had such a harsh day. I had a very deep and emotional day, and I stopped for a moment. And I looked into my eyes and I was crying. And I told to myself that I got you. I got your back. Because it's normal to feel fear. It's normal to feel, what the heck am I doing? It's normal to be worried about the future. And when you find yourself in that position, connect with yourself and remind yourself that you got your back, that you can take care of yourself. So this is with the spirituality here in Kopangan, and there is such a big, big community on that where you can do, as I said, pretty much anything you can think of. Kirtan, mantras, yoga, kundalini, tantra. It's a big, big island on tantra, which it also has its dark side, I would say. So it's very important, if you're gonna come here on the island and if you want to explore tantra, all I'm gonna advise you is choose wisely your teachers. Choose wisely who you're gonna go and do classes with, because there is also more of the darker side of tantra. And this is a super like liberal and free spirit island where people come a lot also to explore their sexuality. And it's the first time I ever heard that there are so many different type of relationships, like how you can be in a relationship here, like polyamorous, and being polyamorous means like it can go in so many different angles. I don't know, because I haven't really went on that route yet. I don't know if I will in the future, but until this point, I didn't. It was not an interest of mine. But it's a very open island around sexuality. So if that's something you also want to explore more of, this is the place to be, because you can do pretty much anything and everything you can think of. So that's it with spirituality and tantra. And then there is this other side, which is the party side, where I shared with you that you can come here and party every single day. And there are these like super hardcore parties, but there are also these, I would say, more to the heart parties. And for me, those are ecstatic dance. And the very well-known and more local, to say like that, party, it's happening on Sundays at the Pyramid. It's like hundreds of people go there every single Sunday and dance on ecstatic music sober. And what I mean by sober is that people don't drink alcohol. That doesn't mean they don't take other stuff, because that also happens here on the island a lot, where people take a lot of different substances, but at least there is no alcohol, it's zero alcohol. And for me, I prefer to go to those type of parties. So if I felt like dancing and partying, I went more to an ecstatic dance or specifically a sober party, because it's just a different energy. It's the environment and the people also that it attracts, it's different. So usually the people that come here, they also come for the full moon party, that it's a super huge, huge, I don't even know how many people, thousands, I think thousands of people that come for this party every single month. It happens at the end of the month on full moon. And honestly, I didn't have an interest to go and see that part or experience it, because I kind of heard and I felt and I knew what it's about, which it's not my vibe anymore. It used to be when I was younger, but now not so much, where it's a lot of young people Not only, but a lot of young people that just go and get like super fucked up on alcohol and all kind of things. But last time on the full moon party, I actually decided to go because I had some friends coming from the States that visited and they were here in Copangan. And I was like, okay, guys, I'm gonna go with you and I'm gonna have fun with you and experience it. And I would say for me, it's a once in a lifetime experience. I had fun because I was with my friends and they danced and so on. But the energy is not so much of what where I'm at in my life. And what I felt super bad about it when I was there, it was all the trash that it was like everywhere, the bottles and trash. And I was like just looking how they go into the ocean, and I was like, oh my God, like how much we actually harm the mother nature and how ignorant we are, and we don't take care, you know, of what gives us life and oxygen. And that's a big part of why, honestly, I wouldn't go back to the full moon party, at least for now. So the people, some people come here to just party. They don't even know about this side of the spirituality, because I would say in order to know about this other side, you have to know somebody, or you have to be quite deep into this world, and then you gotta get in touch and you're gonna hear about all these events that are going on. So it's up to you. For each part, you want to come and visit Kopangan. But if you are not integrated again with your masculine and feminine, you're not going to be able to focus. And you might also just go and party like crazy and not really do much for your growth. And there is nothing wrong with partying. Because I used to party like crazy. Like, I had a time during my university years where I would party 4 to 5 times a week. And I also believe that there is a time and place for that. And for me, I grew up and now I have like other priorities. Like, I prefer to go to bed earlier and to have a full day and to feel fresh the next day. So I'm able to create for you guys and I'm able to show up into the world with this fresh and clean energy. And that's more important in this moment of my life than drinking alcohol, taking substances, and partying. But no matter where you're at, there is no judgment. You just acknowledge it. And as long as you are aware of it and you feel good with the stage that you are in, that's what it matters. So we have the spirituality, we have the party side of the island. And then the third part is the beauty, the nature, and the food. The food is so freaking good here. You can find some very good local Thai food or more like high-end class restaurants where you can go and eat vegan, vegetarian, whatever you can think of. And the beauty here on the island, it's wow. It's truly like paradise. Think about it that you can hike, you have the jungle where you can go and hike. And oh my God, this takes me to a story where I went hiking to one of the waterfalls. There are quite a few waterfalls here. And I went to hike on one of the waterfalls and I did it barefoot and it was freaking amazing. But I wasn't sure how long I'm gonna go for because it was quite like a loop that you could do. And it was a couple of hours. And I stopped at one of the pools from the waterfalls. And there I met these two young guys. I say young guys because they were in their 20s, from Israel. And we started talking and we had like a very nice conversation. And then they were like, so are you going to go back on the same road or are you going to continue hiking? And I was like, you know what? I actually feel like continuing hiking, like barefoot, and just go all the way and do all the hike. And there was one of the guys that was a little bit more chubby. And he's like, yeah, I cannot do it. So I don't think I'm gonna go. I'm just gonna go back on the same road. And I was like, how do you know? How do you know that you cannot do it? Have you tried? He's like, no, but I don't have your physical condition or my friends, so I'm just, yeah, better not to go. And I was like, that's a belief that you have. What if you would actually give yourself permission and the challenge to see what you are capable of? So I challenged these guys to go with me, and we all hiked together. And we went all the way, and we found this like amazing viewpoint where we stopped, and we were just in awe of the beauty. And they're like, wow, we are going to remember this hike. We are going to remember you for the rest of our lives. Especially the guy that was saying that he cannot do it, because what that proved to him is that you have to step out of your comfort zone. And this is what's happening a lot into the world, that people are too comfortable. They don't stretch themselves anymore. They don't challenge themselves anymore. And because of that, they are not able to see what they are capable of, because I do believe that your power and your capabilities, they go beyond of anything that you can imagine. But the only way to find out, it's actually by stretching yourself. It's by doing uncomfortable things, because growth, it's happening where you meet uncomfortable. You are not going to be able to grow. It's the same when you go to the gym and when you work on your growing your muscles. The muscle, it's not going to work unless you're going to like stretch it and force it and like pull really heavy weights. It's the same in our mind, like in our life with our mind. We need to stretch ourselves. So because of that, the guy said like, wow, this like changed my life, and thank you so much for guiding us on this. And it just made my heart so full, because it's part of what I'm here to do, to help you guide you to find your unlimited potential by stretching your mind, by stretching your body, by stretching yourself. And I love doing that, because for me, like adventure and growth and unknown are something that I crave. I crave in my life. If I don't have those things in my life, and I'm not saying I need to have them in my daily life, because that would be insane, but to have them part of my life, I would be so bored. I wouldn't feel good about the life I'm living. So for me, those are high values that I hold for myself and for my clients, for the people I work with. So the beauty, it's mesmerizing. You have the jungle, and then you have the beach, and you have this like long with turquoise, warm, beautiful beaches where you can go, and you can snorkel, you can dive, you can do whatever your heart desire. And because of that, because you have this amazing blend of things that you can do here, that you can experience, and it's also a big diversity of the people that this island attracts. And I would also say it attracts very special souls. You don't get bored. It's almost impossible to get bored, because you pretty much can find everything you wish for here, at least for me. And of course, it depends on everyone's desires on everyone's lifestyle. But if you are more of an easygoing person who loves nature, who loves water, and for me, water, it just activates me. It like it brings out like this flow, this expansion, this energy that I was like, yes. And you can find everything. And for me, this island, I truly feel that it brings out the best because I'm able to be focused here. I'm able, if I put my mind to something, to truly create and be focused, like not allow distractions to come my way. And this is something that I know a lot of people struggle with. And as I said, this is because they don't have their masculine integrated. And I'm also able to flow, to be more into my feminine. I have days where I literally just go out and about. And I love doing this. I love surprises and I love to surprise myself. So I literally go on the scooter and I just drive. I'm like, okay, let's see, what are we going to discover today? What beauty, what people am I going to meet today? And I just allow myself to be guided. I just go and drive with a scooter with no direction and I see where I'm taken. And I've discovered, like, wow, like an amazing beach doing that. I have found my house doing that it was so hard to find housing here in Copangan because the market and the housing market skyrocketed like crazy. You literally pay here for a place the same as you would pay in Europe. So I would say the accommodation, especially, it's quite high compared with other parts of Thailand. But hey, it's the demand that it's happening, and a lot of people are discovering this island and the beauty and the magic and the manifestations that can happen here. And when you are aligned with yourself, with your higher self, with the source, with God, with universe, whatever you believe in, and when you have your feminine and your masculine integrated on this island, magic is happening. Because the synchronicities, the people that are brought into your way, the opportunities, the way things unfold with whatever it is that you want to do, it's truly miraculous. And I have experienced a lot of miracles here. And this is part of why I'm doing this podcast, to share with you the magic and the beauty that this island has to offer, and how you can manifest miraculous things when you are in alignment with yourself and with your desires, and when you are clear also with what you desire. And if you are not, if you are like, I don't know what the heck I'm about right now, that's okay too. Come and do some workshops, come and do some work, and then take some time to integrate and allow it unfold. Allow it unfold so beautifully, because when we just try to think our way through the clarity, and when we try to force things, we actually block them. We block our receptors of receiving the signs, of receiving the messages. So when you feel like pushing and forcing into knowing something, into getting clarity, that's the time to step back. It's time to step back and surrender and trust and meditate and allow and give yourself the space to receive the messages. And this is something I have been learning on my own skin, and something I have been doing, because I found myself so many times of like, oh my God, no, but I have so many things to do and I have to do them. And I found myself in that like stressed and pushed energy. And then I had to take a step back and I'm like, wait, this is not the energy I want to create. This is not how I want to come out into the world. because it's very important the energy that you have behind your actions. It's like an 80-20 rule. It's not so much what you do, but it's more of who you are when you are doing it. And this is a constant reminder that I bring to myself to check in, what is the place I'm creating from? Does it come from expansion, from the joy of creating, from the joy of sharing? Does it come from inspiration, from the alignment with source, with you guys, with my message? Or it comes from the mind where all I know is that I have all these tasks to do and I have to get them done. And then when I do them, I feel stressed and anxious and, oh my God, I don't know if I'm gonna get all of them done and so on. So really take a breath. And if you are listening, like, let's just take a big breath in right now. Take a breath when you feel that tension, when you feel the fear, when you feel the worry, and allow yourself to pause. Allow yourself to receive. Allow yourself to be guided. Because we are all guided here on this earth. That's my big belief, that we are not here alone. We all have our team up there, and that can be anything for you, whatever you resonate with. For me, it's I resonate a lot with angels. I work a lot with angels and archangels and the universe, and I connect a lot with them. So for me, I ask for guidance, direction, clarity from them. And I want to invite you to ask yourself, who do you resonate with from this other realm that you can ask for support from? It can also be someone that passed away. And for me, it's my partner, who I also see him as my angel. And I see his signs, I see his guidance, and I'm connecting on a daily basis with him. And when I feel that I'm worried, he's another big support I call in from, because I know I got my back, but he also got my back. So take a moment after this podcast episode that you tune into, that you are called to listen to today. And first, ask yourself, why did you listen to this? Is it because manifestation? Is it because Koh Phangan? Is it because you have an interest to visit this island? And then my next invitation, it's for you to call in your spirit team. Yes, call them in and see what comes through for you, what types of energies you connect with. And I'm going to share with you this beautiful practice that I do every single day. And I imagine this bubble all around me, like as big as my hands, a 360 bubble, and that's my aura. And I make the intention in the morning that I only allow in energy that serves to my highest good into my sacred space. So when you are about to connect with your spirit team, make the intention to connect with only to the energy that is pure love. And anything that is not pure love, to don't come into your field. And in that way, there is nothing to be afraid of, because you are inviting in only this pure source energy. And if you want to go deeper into manifestation, into abundance, I have created a 21-day manifest abundance challenge. And I drew cards daily for 21 days from an oracle card here in Copangan, which, as I said, is the manifestation island. And those messages are so freaking potent, so powerful. And they put them together as a mini course that you can join and tap into at your own pace and have a specific and different message every single day that is going to help you tap more into abundance, into how to manifest more abundance in your life. The link to join is going to be in the show notes. And if you're planning to visit Copangan, make sure you are messaging me on Instagram at I am Andrea Thomas. And ask me about resources, ask me about things, because I've been living here now for a couple of months and probably I'll be here a few more. I'm not sure. But message me and ask me, because I would love to share with you my discoveries here and the people that I know and the resources. So you can look at me as a beautiful resource that you can tap into if you are looking to visit Copangan. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining me in this beautiful episode. I would love to hear your biggest takeaways. Send me a DM on Instagram. I always check them and I answer them myself, and share with me, what is your biggest takeaway from today and how is this going to freaking change your life and help you create more of what you desire in your life? How are you going to manifest more of your desires in your life? I love you. I appreciate you. And I believe in you deeply and completely. I will see you into the next episode.
Thanks for tuning in to Spiritual Changemakers Podcast. To stay connected and help us reach more people like you, please subscribe, follow, and leave a comment. Join our community of spiritual changemakers on social media to connect with like-minded individuals and continue the conversation. Remember, the power to create positive change is within you. Keep showing up as your best self, and let's keep the magic of change alive. Until next time.